Rob's getting his stuff together here. This is Peter Banks, original guitarist of Yes. Beyond the Loneliest Sea, two sides of Peter Banks. Instrumental years on Dusty. Clay Pigeon with you. Take this phone number down if you would, guys and gals. Here it is. You got your pencil. 201-536-9368. That's 201-536-9368. I'm here. Fabio's leaving, unfortunately. I wish he could hang around. But I wanted to see if this phone system works. I'm in Studio B. Usually we're down on the second floor. So somebody give me a call. Just see if it works. 201-536-9368, if you would. This is Henry Cow, Nirvana for Mice. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hey, I'm here. Clay, how's it going?
Yeah. Who's this?
JD,
your phone sounds really weak. Can you talk loud?
I could scream if you want.
That sounds much better. How you doing, so JD? Where are you?
I'm doing great. Happy birthday. It was my birthday, too, yesterday.
Was it really? How old were you?
Oh, man, I'm old.
Go ahead and say it.
I'm old. I'm older than older than the wind and younger than the sky.
Do you really not want to say it? Are you embarrassed by your age?
No, I'm 57 years old.
Yeah, see, I'm 59. So I got
right.
I got a couple on you. Your class is 78, right?
That's right. You are correct, sir.
What do you remember most about your graduating year? Assuming you graduated from high school, did you?
I did graduate from high school, yes.
Where did you go to high school?
Goshen, New York. Goshen High School.
How do you spell that?
B-O-S-H-E-N.
Boshen. What was that upstate? Where was that at?
Yeah, it's in the foothills of the Catskills,
right
in Orange County, New York.
Kind of a nice place to grow up. What do you remember about that senior year? What was going on?
Oh, man. I remember it was, I smoked a lot of pot back then.
Did you? Have you stopped since then? Not so much pot?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Not at all?
I've just been doing a little wine, and then that's about it.
Why did you give up the weed? Did it make you too anxious?
Yes, it did. You know what it was? In all seriousness, it started to get too strong.
Yeah, these days it's very powerful, huh?
Yeah, you used to get an ounce of pot for like $40 back then, but you had to smoke about a quarter of it to even get a buzz. Now you do just one hit. You know, and I'll smoke, believe it or not, I smoke with my kids now, which is crazy. But
are they grown up?
Yeah. Well, you know, 3 and 5.
No way. Come on.
No.
Don't say that.
They're adults. They're in their 20s.
Good. Well, what do you want to impart to people today? I appreciate you calling in to make sure this phone worked. What do you want to say to people in the WFMU listening audience?
I want to say happy birthday to the father of our country, George Washington, and Ted Kennedy. I think they'd both be rolling over in their graves right now.
Wow, you got politics on your mind, don't you?
Oh, always. Every second of every day. How can you not?
You have tried to scale back a little because I was getting toxic with it. I mean, it was affecting my being, you know?
Yeah, you know what it is? I have so many friends who are, you know, I would say conservatives, but not even that, because it's almost more like just populist.
Right, populists.
And who they would say, you know, if I wasn't, you know, if Bernie had won, they would have voted for him. And I was like, they're on like two opposite ends of the spectrum, and it's just because they're angry and they're not thinking what the heck they're doing.
Are you hopeful? Are we going to make it through this, though?
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, we'll make it through.
All right,
we'll
man. I'm going to let
It'll
you...
It'll be rough, and there might be some damage done, but I think we'll make it.
I'm glad to hear it, man. Well, thanks for calling me, okay? I'm going to let you go.
All right, happy birthday.
Call me again, will you?
I will.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Give me a call. This is Steve Reich. Music for 18 musicians. I think that's what it's called. I forgot my list. I'm so half-cocked, so half-baked going into this show. I admit it. Feels good to be with you, though. The door's open here. Studio B, a nice little breeze coming in now. 6:10 in Jersey City. 201-536-9368. Tell me what's happening. What's going on in your world? Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hi.
Who's this, man?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin, where you at?
I'm in Midtown Manhattan right now. I'm just getting out of work.
Are you having a good day?
It's been a weird day.
What? It's weird for me. I have a day job, too, and it was a weird day. What was going on where you worked?
I don't know. I think, you know, just getting through, like, a lot of the news today was a little weird.
Wow, it's on your mind. Now, see, I'm not bringing it up. I'm not bringing it up, but it's on your mind. Do you tune in the Dusty Show to hear about a little politics, or is it...
No. Uh-uh. I tuned in to get away from it.
Did you?
And I called. I was inspired to call when I heard the first notes of Music for 18 Musicians, one of my favorite pieces.
Which was that?
Of Music for 18 Musicians, it's Breakbeat.
Yeah, it's going on now. Isn't this beautiful?
It's great. I love it. I listen to it all the time.
It's weird with Steve Reich and Philip Glass. I sometimes hear them mildly derided in the city. Is it just because they're contemporary composers who achieved a level of fame? Is there jealousy involved, or are they, I hate to say cheesy, but you sound maybe more educated on this topic than me.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just like listening to them. I think a lot of people seem to like them. They're kind of hypnotizing, and I think they make people feel like they have a sense of peace.
Can I ask you something, man? I'm just vibing on you here, coming out of work. You're calling me. You need some gentleness, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. The world's kind of hard-edged, isn't it, right now?
Definitely.
Yeah. Talk to people out there. Just talk to the FMU audience. Bare your soul just a little bit, 30 seconds worth, as we have the Steve Reich under you. What do you feel, man?
I feel a little nervous, you know. I feel nervous in the mornings, and I wonder if I'm, you know, escaping or if I'm really engaging with the world sometimes when I'm listening to music, because, you know, I feel confused about whether it's the right thing to do or if I'm just kind of receding from things and
withdrawing,
or withdrawing, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly. If that could be, you know, the wrong thing to do, or why that may be.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're alone. I think a lot of people feel weird right now.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
You're not scared, are you? Don't you feel some hopefulness through this? There's a lot of people paying attention and a lot of good people out there.
Yeah, I don't feel scared. I just feel kind of nervous.
Yeah, I know what you mean. A little goodbye message to our audience. A little message of peace and love as I turn up the Reich and turn you down. And thanks for calling. What do you got to
All right,
say?
Thank you.
What do you want to say to him, man?
I don't know. Put me on the spot. Give money to WFMU.
Thanks, man.
All right. Have a good one.
Sure of the artist on this either. Something I found on the internet. Watusi Drums, it's called. Makes me want to do that great, great dancing, you see. Hope you're doing it with me. Come on. That's what I needed. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah.
What's your name?
My name is Izzy.
Izzy? Are you still in school?
Yeah. Well, I just got out a couple hours ago, but yeah.
What grade are you in?
An eighth.
Eighth grade. I loved eighth grade. Junior high, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite subject, Izzy?
I like German class.
I took 2 years of German. Wie geht's, Izzy?
Gut.
Sehr gut. Wo ist die Toilette?
Die Toilette ist oben.
That's about all I know. Izzy, why did you call? What made you call? Did somebody put you up to it, or is it just something you did on your own?
No, I was just listening to your radio station and to your story, and I thought it was really cool.
Thanks, Izzy. Did the kids at school talk about politics? I'm curious.
Yeah, sometimes.
Does it cause?
I don't really like.
Does it cause arguments and fights?
Sometimes, I guess.
Right. You try to avoid it, it sounds like.
Yeah.
What do you like? What do you like to do when you don't have school, when you're just having fun?
I like to play volleyball.
You do? Are you pretty good at it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you on a team?
Yeah.
Does it have a name?
It's
don't give
South
me...
St. Paul.
Is it?
Packard.
Oh. Ah, okay. So what do you want to be when you graduate from high school? Have you thought about it? Do you have a dream for the future?
I think I might kind of want to be a vet, veterinarian.
A veterinarian. Wow, you could go to Iowa State University there in Ames. They've got a great veterinary program.
Oh.
Yeah. So, what else? What did you want to tell me?
Well, I don't know. I just wanted, I don't know. I thought it would just be kind of cool to talk to somebody, like, just on the radio or whatever.
Is it exciting? You don't sound very nervous or anything.
No, I'm just kind of chilling on the couch, I guess.
You're very relaxed. Your mom and dad there?
I think my mom's in the kitchen.
Is she? What does she do? Does she just look after you mostly?
Yeah, she's a photographer.
Right. Is your dad around?
He's at work right now.
He's
an engineer.
Is he? Wow. And you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
You do? Dale wants to know if kids still play dodgeball, do they?
Yes.
Talk about that. Dale wants to know.
Yes. Kids at my school love playing dodgeball.
It's kind of a rough game, isn't it? That ball comes at you pretty hard. The big kids can really throw it hard.
Yeah.
Well, Izzy, I'm glad you called. Other people can call at 201-536-9368. Would you call again soon and give us a little update?
Sure.
Let us know, Izzy. Do you have faith in kids your age? Are you guys going to take care of things when it comes your time? Do you feel confident?
Yeah.
So we shouldn't worry, right? If we're a little older, you guys got an, you're going to handle it?
Yeah.
I love that. What's your message of peace and love to all our listeners, Izzy?
Yeah, just peace out.
Peace out. Izzy, thanks so much. You take care, okay?
All right. All right. You too.
This was one of my favorite albums when I was in high school. Probably got turned onto it in jazz class or something. Mahavishnu Orchestra. One Word, a Miles Davis composition from Birds of Fire on The Dusty Show. Dusty Show, anyone there? Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who do we have on the phone?
This is Victor.
Victor, how you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, this is amazing, Ames, Iowa.
Are you really?
I am really.
Did you just happen to be tuned in and you heard me talking about Ames?
I did.
Yeah. I'm from South.
I was planning to call, but I had to wait until I got off the bus.
Are you in veterinary school there in Ames?
No, I teach in the English department.
You do? You're the Cyclones there. I would imagine that school's grown a great deal since my dad went there in 1938.
Oh, wow, that's great. 30,000 people now. Yeah,
wow.
It's a big school.
Still got the Hilton, Coliseum there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of great musical acts have passed through there, no doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats, I understand, was here. That was way before my time.
I saw Zubin Mehta there with the L.A. Symphony when I was in high school.
Oh, that's cool.
I haven't seen
any music since I got here myself. But,
do you like Iowa? Where are you from?
I'm from Southern California.
You are. What's it like to go from SoCal to Ames, Iowa?
Well, I've now lived in all the four time zones in the continental And so it's been a lot of places. I lived in New Mexico for many years. It's where I started listening to WFMU on the internet.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are your favorite shows? Who do you like on FMU?
Well, you know, you were one of the first people I started listening to, the Dusty Show. But you go by Clay Pigeon. I think of you as Dusty.
That's
but
okay.
You go by Clay, right?
I'm Dusty. So at least I was your gateway, right?
And then you were one of my gateways. My other big favorites are Monica,
right.
Charlie. Let's see. I listen to Ken's show, Trouble. Oh, lots of them. Bob on Saturdays. I really like WFMU a lot.
What are your hobbies?
Well, there's listening to music. I've been becoming a better guitar player over the years.
What are you listening to right now? What's exciting you?
What's exciting me musically?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. A couple of things. First off, two international acts. A guy named Strome from Belgium.
Right.
And Wednesday Campanella from Japan excite me. And then, interestingly, I just was playing the Henry Cow record and the Steve Reich record that you played, which is another reason why I just thought it was so weird. The girl you were talking to is named Izzy, and that's our nickname for one of our daughters. So the number of coincidences, I just had to phone in, you know.
We're star-crossed, man.
It is totally star-crossed.
What's your sign?
Pisces.
Me too, man.
Yeah, I'm coming right up on my birthday.
Wow, how old are you going to be? You're young.
I'm going to be 53.
How do you feel about that? You okay with it? 53 is kind of like not that different than 52.
It is not that different than 52.
But 59, how would you feel? I'm 59, man. That's so scary.
59 is you know what? It's going to be fine. You know? Are you in good health?
I'm in pretty good health.
Good, good. I'm in reasonably good health.
I want to have some music on the show. What's the biggest deal going on with you? What's going right?
In my life?
Yeah.
In my life. Well, you know, my kids are all getting older now, and they're all doing so well, and my wife seems to still love me, which is nice. And that I'm very grateful for. So, you know, my career is going okay and things like that. So on a personal level, my life is really good. As far as the politics theme, I'm actually kind of excited about the amount of energy that all the scariness is generating.
Is that the silver lining in this?
It has a big time silver lining. I think people have been too complacent for a long time, and I think there's something about having their core shaken that could lead to better things as long as people are brave.
What's your message to everyone out there right now? 25 after 6 here in Jersey City.
My message is be brave. Go for it. Don't settle. Don't try to just bring it back to the status quo, make it better than it was before. Be brave. There's lots of us.
It's nice talking to you. I really appreciate it. And that is cool, all the things we had in common. Will you call me again and check in from Ames?
I will totally call you. Now that I can carry WFMU around with me, I'm listening all the time.
You did a nice job, man. You should be a DJ if you're interested in it.
I'm really, I, it's a fantasy of mine. I'd love to.
Nice talking to you, buddy.
Take care.
Yvonne is here.
Hi.
Wait, Knight, get up, get right on it.
Hi.
I had to really get up close to it. What are you doing? You're with a volunteer in there, getting ready for marathon?
No, I was in there with Joe.
Oh, you were? I thought you were with Mary when I first came in.
Earlier, yeah.
Does that seem like a long time ago?
It does seem like a long time ago.
To me, it's just seconds ago.
No, I mean, we were like, you know.
What's new with you, Yvonne, in your life? What's going on?
I am new. What do you mean by new?
What's going on? Just when I said that, what did you want to say? What's going on with you?
Job hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard, isn't it?
Someone out there, get me a job.
What are you good at?
Administrative stuff is what I'm looking at.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Sitting behind a desk,
like an
pushing
office
papers,
thing, organizing, and
multitasking,
answering phones.
And answering phones, and
right.
Dancing the polka.
Who wouldn't want you? You're a very talented, personable,
yeah,
intelligent
person. Yeah, look
at this
face. Tell them. Tell them what the face looks like.
Kind of German.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Polish.
That's good.
Yeah.
Where are you from originally?
Detroit, Michigan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you ever get back? Do you have family in Detroit?
Yeah, my mom and dad.
They still live there?
They're there, yeah.
Do you go back there?
I do, yeah, sometimes. It's been a while.
Do you miss it? Would you ever go back, or are you Jersey all the way now for life?
I don't know what I am all the way for life.
You're
I'm
young.
Life all
You're
the way.
You're young. How old are you?
31.
That's young.
Yeah.
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 Are you happy? I mean, do you have fun?
Happy?
You love FMU?
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. You don't even know.
You don't even
you
know.
You don't even know.
You
do
don't
you
even
love
know.
FMU?
You don't even
do
know what
FMU?
A rising star you are here.
Aww.
I have the inside track.
I didn't
and
come
you.
In here to make you make me cry.
You're on a rocket
You're
ride,
so, nice.
So enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
I love FMU. I mean, obviously.
How much? Show me.
Well, look what we do every week. You know?
Yeah.
So you don't do it unless you... It gives you something back. You
Have
know?
You ever watched the movie UHF? Oh my gosh. Nobody's seen it?
I know I have in the past.
I have asked several people here
I confused
today.
It with FM. The...
No. But yeah, like no one's seen it.
Is that? I want to put Weird Al Yankovic in UHF, but...
They Yeah.
Is he in it?
Yeah, you're
See,
correct.
So somewhere in my
yeah,
back
yeah.
of my mind, I vaguely remember.
See it now. If you like flying poodles... That's the movie for
What's
you.
What's your sign?
Libra.
Libra?
Yeah.
Mike Kirsten's a Libra.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have the same birthday?
I'm on the 11th.
Yeah, she's the 18th, a week later.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to the listeners? I mean, yeah, obviously you're on the radio a lot, but like from a really heart-to-heart level, we're hearing people out there, everybody's worried about politics. I'm trying not to talk about it, but what do you say to everyone out there? Give them a little message of support and...
Well, let me think about this. Heartfelt. I was going to say something silly, but you asked me for heartfelt. So let things inspire you. Yeah, and I think that's a good reason to listen to radio or whatever, to like seek out new stuff.
What's inspiring you right now musically? What's
Little Wally.
Little Wally. I love Little
I'm
Wally.
I'm sorry, Lil Wally.
I have a Lil Wally album.
Do you?
Yeah, it's like Too Fat Polka or something. Yeah.
Well, if you do enough polka, you
Lil
won't,
Wally
you
in
won't
Miami
be too fat.
Is the one I have.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you probably heard some polka in Detroit there.
Yeah.
Growing up.
Definitely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your final word? One word, and then I'm going to let you go.
Banana.
You know who this is? This is Chris Squire with Yes, the Fish on the Dusty Show. We're halfway through. Hardy coming up at 7. Hardy's going to be in town too for a marathon, and he's going to do a performance at Monty Hall. When was that, 11th or 12th? Go to the homepage. You'll see the whole Monty Hall schedule. Looks like we might have a caller. Anybody there? Dusty Show?
Hello, I'd like to speak to the Dusty Show.
Yes, you have to speak up a little. I've got you all the way up and I can barely hear you, so be loud.
Okay, here I am.
There you are. Very good, yeah. I know it's kind of feels unnatural, but it really helps us out if you do that.
Happy birthday.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. How old are you?
65.
Oh, 65.
I've been listening to FMU since 1969.
Wow, since 69. What do you remember about those halcyon days, those early years of FMU? Give us just a quick, what was it like from a listener's point of view?
It was wide open and free.
It
was better than FM, NEW, better than any FM station going, because it was almost chaotic.
Right. How has FMU changed over the years? Is it still relevant?
Yes, it's more relevant than ever.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
And it's nice to hear change.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There was a time when everything was very much in stasis.
Yeah.
Very much the same for about 10 years.
Right.
And then things started to change quite a bit.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I've been at a few radio stations over the years, and I've seen that same phenomena where things go along well, and then some kind of rot sets in, and then some new regime comes in, or there's changes, and it sort of self-corrects in a way, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it seems that the more duress there is, the better the station gets.
Fabio's here. Do you enjoy his program?
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does. I might have asked you, where are you called from?
It's a town called Layton in New Jersey.
Layton, New Jersey, Fabio.
It's at the very tippy top of the state.
The very top of the state. Wow.
Yep.
It's so probably pretty up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's what they call God's country.
God's country. You know, I don't know how that can be, because where I'm from in southwest Iowa, that's the official God's country.
Well, God has a long stretch.
Do you believe in God?
No, I don't.
You don't? Have you ever before in your life?
No, I was never a believer.
And your family wasn't? You didn't come from a church-going family?
Yes, I did.
Really? What denomination were they?
Catholic.
Catholic family?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you ever get in trouble in your life? Like, really, things aren't good to the point where you prayed, even though you say you don't believe?
No, I've never done that.
Like, boy, if you'll just help me this one time.
No, I've never done that. It may happen, but it hasn't happened yet.
Fab, come over here and hug me. Well, I'm going to hug Fab. Will you stay on the line?
Absolutely.
All right, just give me a hug here. Come here, buddy. Come here. I can't let you go. I love you, man. I'm going to slap your leather right on the radio.
Oh, God.
I do love you, man. I do love you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he's my brother. Fabio's the best, man.
You two are a great team.
We are. I wish you could have done these morning show auditions. I wanted to, but he just, you know, he's got a business and he can't do it. It's too much time.
I love your morning rap.
Yeah, I love doing the morning thing. I hope it works out, but, you know, if it doesn't, it's just such a fun thing to come in and do a couple morning shows. Really fun.
Well, it was great enjoyment hearing you do them.
What do you need, man? I mean, do you need anything emotionally?
Do I need anything emotionally? No, I have a loving wife and a loving brother. I'm pretty happy.
Do you ever sit out there on the side of a hill and wonder where it's all going, what's happening?
Contemplating the beyond?
Yeah.
Sort of.
What happens? You're an atheist. What happens when we die?
I'm not an atheist.
Ah.
I'm an agnostic.
Okay.
I'm more existentialist than anything else.
So you're saying, realistically, I don't know what's going to happen, and probably no one else does either.
No one's come back.
Yeah. What about the people? I have a dear friend, as a matter of fact. I won't say the name, but they told me, look, I know this is going to sound silly, but I wanted to share this with you. When I had my accident, I saw a light, and I went toward it, and there was an actual voice that said, you have to go back, you're not ready yet, and he woke up. And this isn't a guy who seems like that kind of person, you know. I've never forgotten that. Isn't that strange? Do you think it's just some brain function that happens when it's deprived of oxygen or something?
I think it's real at the time.
Right. I like you, man. I like you're a cool guy. What do you want to say to everybody out there? Do you ever just want to get on a mic? It's probably not your thing, but here's your moment, man. There's probably, I don't know how many people are out there, thousands of them listening all over the world. What do you want to say to him? Here's your moment. Share just something with him. A feeling, a thought, a wish.
Be glad that there's FMU.
Nothing more?
The world goes on.
Are you happy?
I'm as happy as I can be.
I love you, man.
I love you, too.
I love you. Take care.
Keep listening.
Here's the number, 201-536-9368. It's so weird hearing saxophone now. There's this school of thought going around that I don't know if it started with The Onion or what, that they had a thing years ago called 10 Perfectly Good Songs Ruined by a Saxophone Solo. And then I started to hear that the saxophone sort of dissed out and about. How do you feel about that? I wish I could. I'm so embarrassed. I can't tell you what this is. I forgot my list. I think it's Neil's. Come on in, Joe. I think it's Neil somebody, if that helps, from England. Joe Magasco, just there's no headphones. You don't need no stinking headphones. You're Joe Magasco, for God's sake. Caller, I see you calling in. Don't hang up. Just keep letting it ring. I'll get to you in a second.
Hey,
hold on, Joe. I didn't have you. You're just prattling on
yeah,
over there.
Yeah, I was
there
prattling on. You couldn't hear a thing, right?
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing okay. Joe, I was wondering how you're doing,
I'm
actually.
Doing good.
You doing good?
Are you
new
worried
morning,
about
man? Does
me?
It feel good?
Do I sound...
You sound so good in the morning. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you, man.
How do you feel? Happy birthday, my friend.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yesterday.
And it's our anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations.
We 8 years ago.
You eloped?
Yeah.
What did you do? Tell me about that.
We went to Virginia.
Oh, really?
No, we didn't. What am I saying? Vermont. See, I'm so fried.
Did you kidnap her? I mean, you just left
No,
with
we
her?
Were oh. skiing. Well, once in a while, we go skiing. It was a blizzard morning.
That
too,
sounds
too
romantic.
Much snow to ski.
Was it romantic?
It was so romantic, man.
Did you have a big fire?
No, we went out to the town hall and got the little form and filled it out.
So
gave
great.
Them $10
really?
And our ID. They said, now here's a list of Justice of the Peace. Pick one out. Tell us who it is. We'll have him down here at 2 o'clock.
Do you remember his name?
They'll
what
charge
was his name?
You $70 or whatever. So some lady comes down. We went outside
yeah.
and got twigs off a tree and wrapped them around our fingers. We still have them.
You still have the twigs?
And
oh,
then
that's
we got regular
beautiful.
Rings after
that's
that.
That's beautiful.
And then she came in and did. Now she said, I hope you don't mind. I've selected an Apache ceremony for you. And it was very nice, just like come into my wigwam. And, you know, and we're looking out through this arched Vermont window out onto this snowy vista.
That and, sounds like the best way to get married
yeah,
I've ever heard.
It was, I kind of had to, if I think yeah, about yeah. it too much.
But it was like the best thing that ever happened to
it
you,
It is.
Right?
I can't yeah. deny it.
Oh,
my wife
terrific,
is so awesome.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And then, I should let you talk to somebody, shouldn't I?
What about you? Are you married, Joe? I don't know much
no,
about you.
No, I'm not
you.
Married. No, I
Are
never
you
have
straight?
Been. I came close once. I'm straight, yeah.
All right. All
yeah,
right.
I came close to getting married once, and then...
That it shouldn't matter. Now you can get married, though, if you...
Oh, of course, yeah,
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
so
it's
lost
great.
In the past.
I think it's so great that everyone can get married.
Me too,
I
man.
Think anybody wants to,
I
want to
keep going forward.
Yeah.
I would not go back.
Yeah, no
it was,
way.
We're getting cool.
It feels good.
We can, you know, they make fun of New York as this bubble, not, and you're in Jersey here, but it's all the same. Connecticut, Jersey,
yeah.
there's a big
uh-huh.
bunch of people here.
Totally.
And they say, ah, oh, that bubble. But I this is not my original thought, but I read somebody say, yeah, but that bubble, that experiment has worked. It shows that we can all live together
yeah.
and get along and move forward.
I want
man.
Those
I'm
bubbles
proud.
To blow across
Me
America.
Too.
You know, I want them to
and
be
And the people
open
who
up.
Are scared about mixing races, man, we got to let it
oh,
go. Because every
I don't know.
Once you get to know everyone, we're all ashamed.
I want everyone to look this. I want that to happen.
Me
I want
too.
Everybody to just get together.
There's going
to
so be a pickup out front. Just there he is.
There he is. SOB. No, we're patronizing these
you
people.
Get that
we
should dark, do that. I'll get that lip dark.
We shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do
shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't we? Is that
no,
bad?
No. Well, I mean,
now look, you know me, man.
No,
I'm,
I know.
I'm Mr. Olive Branch.
You are.
We need, yeah. We're all so ramped up. I get so far on the left and people on the right.
Yeah.
We need moderates. That's what's gone.
We do.
You can't just disagree a little and go, we'll give you a little of this, you give us a little of that. And
maybe we could be the new moderates.
I'm a moderate.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad about doing the pickup bit, because that was a cheap, you know? And if that if you have a pickup and you're a conservative,
but
you hear that, you're going to be like that.
But it's showbiz.
A-hole.
You know, we got to do a little some jokes.
Yeah,
we got to get it in there.
And
you know,
it's confusing,
yeah.
You know? Because I really think that just being angry and pointing fingers,
right.
It feels good for a second, but it's just
then
toxic. Why is love so stupid? Like, why do people think it's so, like, weak?
Why are people afraid of love?
I don't know. Why can't we all? I mean, I can't say.
These are big questions.
Know.
These are big questions.
And I'm not supposed to talk about it.
About love?
Well, too much Trump and all that.
Oh, well.
And you know.
People need to hear it because.
And now no one's calling at all, Joe.
Oh, no, they've hung up.
Yeah, give them the number. Do you know it by heart,
no,
Studio
I don't.
B? 201-536-9368.
Yeah,
now,
call back,
caller. You wouldn't be able to hear.
No, that's okay. I'm going to go because I want you to talk. I want you to. No,
what?
I'll stay. But
a message
I want
of
you to
peace
talk.
And love, Joe.
My message of peace and love? You know? I don't know. I don't have. I mean, I want everyone to get along.
Can you sing just a line from a song?
Come on. Put a little love in your heart. I can't remember the first part.
And when you're looking down, erase that stupid frown.
Put a little love in your heart. Like that. And the world will be a better place.
I wasn't going to clap.
And the world will be a better place for you.
For you.
And me.
And me.
Just wait. And see.
Put a little love in your heart, baby. Put a little love in your heart.
FMU says
put a little love in your heart.
You guys take it. Yeah, Yvonne and Joe Magasco, put a little love in your heart. We'll go to this call. We got a couple of calls in just 1 second. Hang on, callers. I think this is Dave Borden. Dave Borden. I think he did something with Mallard. And is he Tangerine Dream? Jesus, I'm really, my street cred. I have no street cred. Kidding. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Yeah, hey, it's Andy the Painter, Clay.
Andy, you waited a while to get on that, didn't you?
A few rings, yeah.
Yeah. Andy, you're a painter. Do you paint fine art or houses or both?
Well, kind of in between, decorative painting.
Yeah.
Fancy, yeah, special finishes. I saw you at the station briefly a couple weeks ago. I was there at the station doing some house painting, though.
Right.
And
how did I look? Had you seen me before?
Yeah, we met at the record fair, and also when you and Fabio made all this crazy money for the marathon a couple years back.
Oh, man. You love FM. You're a regular listener, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, it's kind of the center of my cultural life.
Is it really?
Yeah, and then I volunteer sometimes, you know.
You know, that's a great thing, though, isn't it? And we're going to need volunteers as this marathon. But that is the best way to get in on the ground floor here, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just happy to help out, you know.
Right, and I know it doesn't sound like you're looking for a show, but it's a clubhouse over here. We have fun and then do things, don't we?
Yeah, it's cool.
It's a fun thing.
I'm looking forward to finally going to the Hoof and Mouth this year.
What's your sign?
Oh, man. I don't believe in that stuff, but I just had my birthday Saturday, so I'm an Aquarius.
Wow. And happy birthday.
Thanks, you too. Oh, is yours today?
What do you believe in? And don't say WFMU. What do you believe in, man?
Well,
in your life, what do you believe in?
I believe, there's that one cheesy song from the 70s. I believe in music. Is it Mac Davis?
Is it that important to you?
Well, you were talking about saxophones. I specifically called up to tell you about a saxophone player that I heard last night for the first time that really excited me, if you want to know.
Boots Randolph, first time somebody played him for you?
Yakety Sax, man.
Yeah, man.
No, this young guy, early 30s, James Brandon Lewis.
That's who we... Well, say it again.
What's that?
His name.
James Brandon Lewis.
James Randon Lewis. He's
Brandon.
Worth, Brandon. James Brandon Lewis. I'm deafer in a post. James
That's
Brandon
right.
Lewis. He's worth checking out, right?
I think so. He was on KCR last night spinning
right.
some discs and of his own.
We don't want to hear about no damn other station.
I'm sorry. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Hey, man, let's cut to the quick here. We got 12 minutes before Hardy. What's a message from your heart to our listeners? I know we're all so damn busy. We're so busy we lose touch with our feelings and our... Maybe I'm projecting onto you, but... Say something to the people from your heart, man. Like things you think about real quick, too, and do it all in about 7 seconds. No, I'm kidding.
These are interesting times, but I think it helps to see the big picture.
What's the big picture?
Well, the historical span of, for me, class conflict.
Class conflict. Right, right.
That's what powers history.
Are you hopeful for the future?
No. But in my personal life, I'm an optimist. I believe in friends and friendship and love, but I'm feeling pretty pessimistic about mankind right now.
Thanks, man.
All right, but...
Dave Borden, he's in Mother Mallard Portable Masterpiece Company, says North Guinea Hills on the Accu playlist. I love reading your comments on the Accu. You can always go to our homepage and click and join the Accu veterans, and the best people on there, really smart. Cherry Pie looks like she might be in the house. Aaron in Minneapolis. Names I recognize, like names I count on, week in and week out. I notice when you're not there. Geezerette. Think of a name for yourself. Get on the Accu. From now on, I need you. I need this family to start coming together for me here, this dusty family. I need you guys. I really do. Like this person. Anybody there?
Hi, Dusty.
Oh, jeez. Is this David? Are you playing guitar?
I can play guitar on my keyboards a lot better than I could ever with an upright.
Play something that sounds like you're jamming there.
Oh, no, I'm not playing this. This is a tape just meant for you, for the show, for people. Here, wait. You That's for your wife, baby.
That's for my wife? Oh, she'll love you for that, David.
There it is. Hey, I like the old man. What's the difference between an agnostic and an atheist?
Tell me, David.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I think an agnostic doubts the existence
with
of
reason,
God, right? But doesn't discount it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. I step on people too much. You're great, man. David.
Thank you.
David.
I like the old man. But if you want to know a little bit about history, but on the same time level, he was before me, 69. I didn't turn in during the Ben Skelsky years and things like that. But
yeah.
I know one thing. You can look to history from Steve Leish. He has a good insight into FMU and history of FMU.
You love FMU, don't you, David?
I do, with all my heart. When it was on from 3 to 3, when Dan Berman took it from 3 o'clock in the morning, he was supposed to shut off, clear to 6 o'clock in the morning, and the Diamond Omnibus wasn't even around yet, let alone Malcolm Siegel.
Yeah, Malcolm Siegel. You miss Malcolm? He's a nice guy.
I do. I miss his spiritual warmth. No matter how many downs there might be, he'll come up with 10 good reasons to feel good.
Yeah, I enjoyed his program, too. It was kind of comforting. It was a familiar, wasn't it?
It's a familiar, yes. But I made to experience change, too, you know?
Right,
that,
right.
That, but it's going to be hard.
All things must pass.
Area, but I think we can manage. I think we can do it. We got his blessing. We gave him a big party, I understand, before he left and everything. So things should work out, you know?
That's right.
FMU has been, like, the time to... bring me down, he's always brought me up.
Right, right. David, what do you want to say? I got to let you go. We're about out of time here. What's your message to the listening audience? A message of peace and love from your heart on this day.
Girl, in the modern world, says trouble, I guess it's like this. Girl sees boy, girl wants boy, girl gets boy. Come and get me.
Thanks, David.
God bless. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
All right. Always great talking to you, David.
Thank you. Same here. I love it. Well, I can get on. You interview such great people. One guy you interviewed in, what is that talk again? Union Square. He played a beautiful guitar, missed his work, but he died.
He died of heroin. Care. He was on the Dusty Show.
No, I love you. Bye-bye.
All right, man. Okay, yeah. That was Keith. Keith was on the Dusty Show playing guitar in Union Square Park. And then shortly thereafter found out that he had passed away struggling with heroin. It's a shame. Keith, man. Always remember you. I love this Jeff Beck. We're almost out of time. Let me cue up Hardy and I'll come back talk to you a little bit. This is Diamond Dust. Jeff Beck, produced by George Martin. James is here. He's watching the board for Hardy. Man, those are the unsung heroes here, the people who come in and just watch the board while somebody else's show is on. And they're all just, and they want to be on. I've been there, man. 5 minutes in front of 7, Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. It's been a pleasure to hang out, take a few phone calls, visit with Joe and Yvonne and to hang out with you guys. Still time for a call if you so inclined. Here's the number, 201-536-9368. Call and talk to me. We've got time. I'd love to talk to you. 201-536-9368. That easy. Dusty Show, who's there?
Hey, you were on in the morning the other day.
Oh, did that surprise you? Did you not know I would be on?
No, like you're on all the time then, right?
Well, no, I'm doing Monday and Tuesday for a little while.
Okay, so I'm so happy that you're on tonight because I wanted to talk to you or call you the
right
other morning when you were on.
Right.
And I wanted to call. My name is Danielle. I don't even know. I didn't catch your name.
Clay.
Clay Pigeon or
yes,
something?
Yes, Clay
right?
Pigeon, that's right.
Okay, so you were doing like street side interviews, and I've recognized your voice over the years,
okay.
Yada, yada, but you were doing like street side interviews.
Right.
I guess you do them often, I don't know.
Quite a bit,
right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
And I just have to tell you, and let me know if you need to go on pause or like
I have about 3 minutes, Danielle.
Oh, great. I You were speaking to a homeless guy.
Right.
I'm not going to get choked up, but the way you spoke to him was so compassionate, and I wanted to cry because it was so beautiful, and it was so sweet, and I just wanted to thank you because it just made, at least for me, but I hope it made, like, every listener be, like, feel differently, like, when they see a homeless person, you know?
Did it have that effect on you?
Well,
You sound like you're pretty compassionate already.
Yeah, well, but I mean, like, I transformed from seeing, like, homeless, you know, like, back, everybody has had that transformation of
right.
Being a homeless person and being like, what did you do, you know, and then to finally having that, you know, compassion for them.
Right, right.
There's a lot of people that don't have that, and God, the way you spoke to him was so beautiful. And I just want to thank you.
Danielle, that's so nice. That's one of the nicest calls I've ever gotten. I love talking to the homeless people. Really, I mean, sometimes the biggest pearls of wisdom come from the homeless people.
You're absolutely right. And I think the fact that you have a microphone, you know, they're not being judged. You're very open. Oh, I say keep doing it. And, like, it gives them a voice. Oh my God, you were so compassionate, and you're like, and you were not judgmental. You were like, hey, how'd you get out here? And to be honest, the kid you were talking to
right.
was like, hey, I traveled, I went to Mexico, I charged. And in my head, I'm like, you know what, pal, while you were vacationing, I was working my tail off. And you know, like I knew better, but
yeah.
I'm not at that point in my life to judge right. people anymore.
But it is like he also recognized he shouldn't have done it. I mean, he was
humble
about it. He's like, I put myself here, but I hope I can get out.
He did.
Right.
He did.
Everybody makes mistakes, man. That's,
yeah.
You know.
And it's not our place to judge them. And it was just, so, like, thank you so much. Keep
right.
doing what you're doing.
Danielle, what's your message to all of our listeners? I've got about 30 seconds here. What do you want to say to people as I slowly turn you down?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't have a message. I would say, I'm starting to try to do the Ho'oponopono. So I would say, I'm so new to it, but I would say, check it out. If you've never heard of it, check it out. The ancient Hawaiian tradition called Ho'oponopono.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did
you ever hear of it?
No, but it sounds fascinating, and all the cultures have so much to offer, don't they? Every single one of them on the earth.
Oh, yeah, and it's so simple. If you look it up, I think you'll love it. And you know what? If you look it up, you'll be like, I probably do that already. Yeah. So I think you'll be able to spell it. Ho'oponopono.
Aloha, Danielle.
Oh, aloha to you too, Clay.
Call again, won't you?
Oh, I sure will. Have a good night and be safe.
Same to you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, WFMU.org. Keith Jarrett, I think this is. It's totally wrong. I don't know who it is. I don't know. Hey, James.
Hey,
real quick.
How are you?
How you doing, man?
Not too bad.
You're on.
Not too bad.
You're going to watch the board.
Getting ready to.
When's your next show?
Well, I'm usually around every Monday night with Dave Hill. Nothing scheduled right now.
You sit in with Dave.
I filled in for a couple of times.
Dude, that's a big deal.
Thanks.
That's like AP Mike on Sharpling or something.
Oh, that's some rarefied air.
You're being groomed for
the
big time,
yet.
Though.
I don't know if I'm there yet, but
I don't get to hang out with Dave much. He seems really cool, though.
He's an elusive man of mystery.
Yeah.
You know?
But I met him, and he was so nice, you know?
I believe he'll be here for the Hoof and Mouth.
I hope so. I'd love to just shake his hand again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I enjoy it. You're a good man.
So are you, Clay.
I'm sorry we couldn't go to the Rich Robinson show.
Word on the street is there might be another one in the area end of the summer. We'll work that out.
I'd love to go and do something with you, hang out like
Absolutely.
A brother. That'd be fun, man.
Absolutely.
So Hardy's help here. I've gone over a couple of minutes. I got to go. You take care, buddy.
Have a good night, man.
Okay. That's it for the Dusty Show. Thanks for listening, you guys. Hardy, sorry I went over a little bit. Just got chatting here with the people. I know you understand down there. Hardy White is next. See you guys Monday morning, 6 a.m. and Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. for the Wake and Bake Morning Show, and then back Thursday for another edition of the Dusty Show. Hardy, please work. Please. Oh, no. Wait a minute. I just put on a puddle of mud. That was from the other show I was going to do. If instrumentally yours didn't work out, don't panic, Hardy. I got you here, man. That's so funny. Puddle of mud. Actually, I wish I could play that song. Here we come, Hardy. Might take a second, but you're coming up. Hardy White. And Hardy White. Oh, wait. I got to start it over. Hold on. I got this.
Next Sunday, Pastor Rocker? Really?
Yes, Izzy. Your mother and father and I agree that you are ready.
And Pastor is coming over tonight to talk more about it. Hey.
Hey, guess what?
I know. Pastor says I'm ready, too.
That's great. You and me and our families all together.
Hey, Esau. Izzy and I are going to join the Secret Society this Sunday.
Yeah, big deal.
What's the matter?
Who wants to join a secret society?
Well, everybody.
Yeah, who says?
Everybody.
Yeah, well, don't count on me.
I'm joining with my parents.
Have fun, but don't look for me. Anyhow, I don't have any parents.
Okay, bye.
And in the words of Peter Kropotkin, mutual aid is reflected in nature.
Pastor, what is the secret society?
Well, Izzy, in our faith, we have special organizations for penitents called confraternities and archconfraternities. Some of them do things like give charity or bury the dead when families can't afford to. But there are also secret mutual aid societies that have existed since before Roman times. Your family and others belong to such a society that operates in the shadows and helps others anonymously.
You mean we don't get credit for helping?
That's right, Izzy.
Then why do it?
Izzy, if we all wanted a reward before helping one another, then no one would be helped. There's plenty of cold competition in the secular world.
So we operate in the shadows, taking care of those who are powerless, poor, or vulnerable. And by doing it in secret, we prevent any one person from taking credit for what is incumbent upon all of us as compassionate beings.
It's all very confusing.
I know, Izzy, but someday you'll understand.
Hi, Izzy. Do you want to play fetch?
Not now, Laban. I need to call Esau. He was pretty angry about not being invited into the secret society.
But if it's a secret, shouldn't you not tell Esau about it?
But he already kind of knows. And if I told him more details, maybe he'd be more inclined to join.
Well, I don't know, Izzy.
Hey, Esau, it's Izzy.
Oh, hey.
What's that noise in the background?
Oh, that's just my grandpa casting evil spells. What do you want?
I was hoping you'd reconsider joining the secret society.
Nah, I'm in my own group.
Who's that on the phone? Hang up.
It's Izzy Ben Isaac. He's asking me to join his secret society.
Well, get all the details so we can infiltrate it and thwart those do-gooders.
Okay, Grandpa. Grandpa says to betray your secrets so we can thwart your goals.
Oh, hey, Izzy. I don't think that's such a hot idea.
But if it'll help persuade Esau to join...
But what's the point if he's just going to cause trouble?
Oh, shucks, Laban, I don't know. I wish there was some way of getting advice about such matters.
Me too, Izzy. Me too.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now as we spend some time together remembering and then forgetting and then remembering and then forgetting. Laying on a couch, looking up at the stars, trying to remember what the constellations are. And when we can't, we make up our own constellations. Look, that one's Sigmund Freud. Good morning. I'm Hardy White. I have a 10 o'clock appointment with Dr. Freud.
All right. Just sign in here and have a seat, and the doctor will see you in a moment.
Thanks.
You here to see Dr. Freud?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm not crazy, you know.
Okay.
I'm just here to explore my unconscious and be more self-aware.
Oh, that's great.
Because I'm a member of an ancient and evil secret organization who travels through time and disrupts society. You think that's crazy?
I hope it isn't.
Amen. Why are you here?
Something very...